Maayong gabi sa tanan. Thank you, praise and worship team. Once again, you have ushered us to the throne of God's grace. Din kita, muduol kaniya, magsimba kaniya, and of course, just to sing our love song to Him. It's our prayer nga padayon lang gyapon magpakigsulti ang Ginoo kanato. Kini ang last series nako sa libro ni Hosea. Entitled it Hosea an Addendum. Dugang maghatagtag atong mga wrap up then ugma lahi na pod. Actually, we could preach Hosea for 4 months, 5 months, di na siya mahurot. Pero na ako'y experiencia na ay niduol kanako, one member of a church, Dili Alliance, dito migatabang also, kay wala lagi sila ay pastor. So ingon niya, katong among pastor, ambot nga no, nagreklamo sila. Niya sigilag gwali Genesis. Tulo na kabulan, Genesis ng gapon. Niya unsa may inyong kibuhat. Agiingnan ko na mo. We told him, yun niya, kanus abata makatabok sa Genesis mo adto sa Exodus. So, nahadlo ko ba kay basig Hosea, yung naot pa wa pa mo mapulaan sa Hosea. Kay mo adto tag Joel kung napulaan na mo. Sometimes ang pastoral ministry is really fun, you know. Lami kaayo. O niya makalingaw. Makatuon po kag leksyon. Kay naaday mga miyembro sa iglesia nga di ganahan kung kanang sige nalag Genesis. Muatupod sila sa Exodus. Kapoy ba mag-Exodus? And you know the reason why. But this is Hosea, God's faithful love. Unya ato ning tan-awon in the light of unsa gyud ang Ginoo. I-wrap up na to. Then afterward, muadto tatapuso na to. Ugma, balik yun mo. Gugma sa Dios, gihatag niya dito sa Old Testament, unsa naman ang gugma sa atong Ginoong Kristo. Muadto ta sa Gospel, tapuso na to diha sa Ginoo. Gusto lang nako nga diha ta sa Ginoo magtapos ugma. So balik mo. Kung giunsa, punta pagigugma sa Ginoo. Ang anak sa Dios. I would like to start with a story. There is a story of a little boy nga na si project sa iyang kugulingon. Naghimo siya toy o niya murag baruto-baruto, bangka-bangka, a sailboat actually. O niya siya ay naghimo atong sail, ganang layag-layag, siya ay naghimo sa bangka, gibutangan niya o katig-katig and all of that. After that, it's wooden. After that, iyang gi-fix, iyang gitard, iyang gipinturahan, and after that, tapos gyud siya. Iyang gitanaw, lipay kay siya. It's his handiwork. So he brought it near the lake, sa ilang balay, hoping it would sail. O niya, sa iyang pagbutang sa maong baruto, sure enough, na ay gamay nga hangin. A breeze filled the sail, kabalo na mo, and it goes fast, and the little boat was out of reach. Di na niya maggunitan. What he could do was just watch it, and it's gone. Nihilak siya. He went home crying. Ang iyang mama niya, what's wrong? Unsa ba? Did your sailboat work smoothly? And the boy responded, yes, ma'am, it worked well. That's why it's gone. Mugning nawala siya. Midagan palayo nako. Nawala na. And he's still crying. And days later, the boy went to town. in a second-hand shop, nakita niya ang iyang sailboat dito. Naka-display dito. Nanay price. And he went inside. He told the owner, ako na siya. And he walked to the window, picked it up, and started to leave. Ingon sa owner of the shop, stop. Wait a minute, son. That's mine. Ingon niya, kay gipalit na ko na from someone. Ingon sa bata, no, it's mine. Nagani pangalanan na ko. O, ipakita niya ngalan. So, ingon gapon sa tag-iya, I'm sorry. If you want it back, you have to buy it for $50. $50. And the poor little boy did not have money. He told the owner, ingon niya, mubalik ko. I will come back. I'll buy it back. So he worked, he ran errands, he cut the grass in the neighborhood, did some car washing, and until he had all the money, $50. And he went back to the shop, and gipalit niya ang iyang kaugalingong sailboat kaniadto. And he left the store rejoicing, happy, very much glad. And he was overheard saying alone sa iyang kaugalingon, nag-ingon siya, ikaw akong sailboat, ikaw akong bangka. Twice you're my sailboat. First, you are mine because I made you. And secondly, you are mine because gipalitika. You are mine because I made you. You are mine because gipalita ka. Brothers and sisters, have we come to realize likewise ingon ana atong kondisyon at ubangan sa Ginoo? Have you wondered what God thinks of you and me? Kung imong tanawon dinhi sa pulong sa Ginoo, you are His, I am His. Twice. Nga naman, you are made in the image of God. Siya ay naggama na to. Katong atong ikanta, siya ang nagbuhat sa kalangitan. Siya ang nagbuhat sa tanang mga butang. Siya ang nagbuhat sa imuha o sa ako. You are God's handiwork. But there was a fall, kay Bulota Storia. We are tainted by sin and we run away from the presence of God. But by creation, yes, we are His. And because of that, twice gyud ta, kay we are His, because gipalit gyud ta. We were redeemed with a price on the cross of Calvary. Unsa ang currency nga gigamit? Wa nay lain ang dugo sa atong Ginoo. Balaanon nga dugo ay takes about, kung atong tanaw ng ingon of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, meaning life, God died for us para mahatag ang tagkinabuhi in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Theologically, magdi na itong masabtan na abay Diyos mamatay. But when you talk about theologically, ang lawas ni Kristo nga nagpakatao namatay. When in fact, in the scripture, ingon diya, He tasted death. Para matag-usa ka na to, maka-identify siya sa utsaning humanity, humus. And He paid the price to redeem us, and we are His by redemption. That's the message of Hosea. Old Testament book, maba lamang, mubo lamang, 14 chapters, short chapters at that. Unya gisulat kini, written 700 years before Christ. Yet it was quoted by the Lord Jesus Christ many times. Kung imong tanawon 11:1, makita na sa Matthew 2:15. Ang Hosea 1 and Hosea 10:8, makita na sa Luke 23:30. Matthew 19:9-13, Hosea 6:6 na siya. Matthew 12:7, naagya po sa Hosea 6:6. Meaning, kay balo ang Ginoon sa naa din sa Hosea. Kay balo yun siya. Kay it is really an identification pod sa iyang gugma. Tanaw na to na siya, ugma. It's a love story filled with drama, pure love, forgiveness, restoration, reconciliation. And Hosea is saying to his wife, Gomer, come home, come with me. You are loved. You are accepted. You are welcome. I paid for you and you are mine. That is what God is telling us in that little personage of the prophet. God displayed his love for us, and our response pareho sa atong gikanta is our love and devotion to him. I would like to close this series with three truths about the heart of God as defined in the life and love of Hosea. Atong i-wrap up lang siya. Kay ugma atong tan-awon ang gospel, balikan nato diin ang Ginoo, o niya tapuso nato sa kinabuhi sa atong Ginoo ang iyang gugma kanato. God loves us so much that more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ suffered and died for us. And that's the gospel of John 3:16. And still this love, bisang gihatag niya kanato from time to time hangtod karon, kining gugma sa Dios, daghan lang gyapon ang mag-reject. It's a love spurn, love rejected, and sometimes not accepted. Sometimes yao-yao, unsa pa na, by people in this world. But someday, bantay sila because all nations and tongues and people and tribes will gather together and will bow down before him. Ugma na na. Back to the tiny personage of Hosea, his wife Gomer, their three children. Gomer was playing with the love of the prophet. I call that human nature. Gitawag na siya human frailty. Munang kanta nga, prone to wonder, Lord, I leave it. Prone to leave the God I love. We are really prone to leave the God we love. Somebody might have told Hosea, ingnan siguro siya, Prophet Hosea, we know you're looking in the middle of the night, dito sa streets, nakita ka na mo. We know you are a godly and righteous person, a sound-minded prophet. But Hosea, we have a question to you. We have a question for you. How can a holy prophet like you, in love with a dirty woman like your wife? And what did you think? Unsa ang tubag ni Hosea? Based from the context, I think mingon siya. I will reverse the question. How can a holy God like God could love an adulterous people like us? Ingon ana. That's the essence of God's message sa Yaha. That's the revelation of the heart of God. If you read the whole book, all chapters, iyang gi-reveal dito sa Dios, iyang mga prostrations, iyang katawhan, gigugma niya sila, grabe iyang pagigugma. Pero nakita po ay iyang kasuko, the divine anger of God, nga nung suko ang Ginoo, kay mawala man sila, they will be destroyed. Kung magpalayo sila, it's always for their good. And there's his emotion, his feelings, his character. And finally, he came to the point that he's willing, ingon niya, balik, I'll forgive you. Kining forgiveness, kinahanglan guni from time to time maglakaw ta sa atong Christian life and practice. Forgiveness, good. I'm sorry kay masinay punon manggutang mga katawan. Dili man ta perfecto. Bisan ang inyong pangalan perfecto, dili yo ka perfecto. Kining gugma sa Dios. How about the love of God? Briefly, three truths about God's love. Number one, the love of God is undeserving. From time to time, ato na madunggan, undeserving. Deserving ba ta? We don't deserve it. Why would God choose a nation like Israel? Gamay kayo ang Israel. Gabantay karon ang Israel unsay mato sa Russia. Basig siya na po'y igon. And there was a time nga ang kinabuhi nila, tanaw ni muna sa mapa, perting gamaya na, geographically speaking, nakita niyo ang mapa, ada-adiha, nood, na sila'y Dead Sea, na sila'y Sea of Galilee, nga di man pud si lake lang na siya. Unya, kung imong tanawon, nahimo silang nasod, May 14, 1948, during the time of David Ben-Gurion. Unya, according nga kauban po ang US President nga si Harry Truman, kato ang panahon gagihimo silang usaka nasod by the United Nations. Because there was a time, tungod ni anang si ilang pagkagigulo, they were scattered all over the world. Na ay ingon nga diaspora, na scattered sila. And they were exiled how many times? Remember the history. Muna ingon ang katauhan sa Israel, ang leader sa Israel, 1948, come home, balik bo. Unya, na yung mga homecoming from all over the world, munang nahimo na po na nga nasod. But there is nothing they could be proud of. Bisan ka itong 6-day war nga na, kung inyong tanahon, nindot ka ito siya. 6-day war nga nidaog sila against all the neighboring nga mga countries around them. Unya, gisulong sila dungan, Egypt, and all of those, Syria, unsa pa to. Mga igsuon ba yan nila sa labas? Mga Arab people, you know that in history. But the miracle of all miracles, bisan si Musi Dayan, kung imo na itong commanding general sa Six-Day War, nag-ingon, it's God's hand. Kay makita, yun na mo, nga pagsulusob sa mga tangki, pasulod na sa Israel. Ingon la, unsa man, nga masunog man lang sila, nga wa paganigi, bumbahan, wa panaigo, masunog lang sila on the way. It was God's hand. Pudili sila makapanghambog, ana, it was God's hand. Why would God did not select Assyria, the mighty Assyria, si Tiglath-Pileser III, known with his power? Why would God did not go to Babylon? Kung imong tanaon, beautiful gardens of Babylon, beauty. Ah, naa si Nebuchadnezzar dito, si Belshazzar dito, mga gamahanan ng mga tao. Ganong wa sila gipili? Ganong wala gipili ang Greece? Nga ang kaalam dito nagsulod, ang mga katawan dito, kaning top three nga mga maalam nga pilosopo, nga gikan kanila, nagwapot ang mga pilosopis, si Socrates, si Plato, si Aristotle, away usa din si yung wala nakadungog diyan ang pangalana. Bisan Plato na lang. Unya mo atot ka sa Rome. Caesars, immediately Caesars, Julius Caesar, Augustus Caesar. Katong sa panahon sa atong Ginoo, sila nang naghari sa tibok kalibutan. Oh, but Israel, gidaog-daog lana nila. Wala gipili ang Israel because of their inunani, gahom, alam gyud. Mas na ang Pilipinas na ay mga assuming kaayo ng mga tao naguna-una. Kita daw ang chosen people of God. Mga sekta na ha. O niya, kung imutan aon, magsimba sila, magbutang yung kwan, tabon sa ulo. Rapog mga Hudiyo. Kay naadog yun tayo dugo sa Hudiyo. Reality, tanaw-tanaw na ko, magdi man na mga Hudiyo, Pinoy, mangyapo na. But Israel, loved by Greece, abused by Rome, trampled upon by Assyria and Babylon and Persia. But God said to them, I love you as a nation. In fact, the Lord said these words, you are the apple of my eyes. You can read that in Zechariah chapter 2, 8 and 9, Psalm 17, verse 8, Deuteronomy 32, verse 10, Proverbs 7, 2. Kadang word, you are the apple of my eyes. Di ni siya bayabas, di siya durian, di balingbing, apple. But actually, the original language for this, according to mga experts sa language sa Biblia, wala man gyud ang apple. Kay ang original word diha is you are the little maiden of my eyes. You are the little Ishan man of my eyes. You are the little love of my eyes. Kaya ang metaphor nga gigamit ini is a poetic description of ancient times, the pupil of my eyes. It's touching, it's in Hebrew language. Ang Proverbs 7:2 nag-ingong gani, keep my commands and you will live, guard my teachings as the apple of my eye, as inside the pupil of your eye. Ingon din he, palanggaa ang ako mga pagtudlo sama sa wala dito gibutang sa hubad sa Bisaya nga sama sa mansana sa imo madili na mao. Tanawan yung Bisayan version, di ba? Nagbutang dito. In Bisayan version, it says, sama sa tao-tao sa imong mata. It's like this, let me illustrate para masaptan yun nato na siya. It's like telling your love, come closer to me. Nya duol siya, come closer to me pa. Come very close and look at my eyeballs. Mag-eyeball ta. If you see that little miniature picture sa imong kaugalingon, kanang tao-tao diya sa akong mata, it means naa ka, ikaw na, naa ka din hi sa akong mata. And you are the only one nga naa diha. You are the only one in my eye. You are the most cherished. Wala na'y uban. Abi mo appeal ta ani by virtue of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, grafted in the vine under Abraham's lineage. Diha lang ta dili yun ta na eta dugo sa Ginoo. We were adopted diha sa kay Abraham. Mo na ingon ni Apostle Pablo. How God loves His people. When we get closer to Him, we are inside that eye, in His eyesight. It's not diminished. He holds His children close. Munang gusto ginaduol para magkaibul-aibul ta niya. And He gave that love. And the most undeserving people naatatanan sa mata sa Ginoo. And He will say, as part of this covenant, mingon siya, you are the little tao-tao sa akong mga mata. Dili gyud mo mawala diha. Muna ang gugma sa Ginoo is just a privilege to be related to God in Christ. Nganong naata dinhi gugma na sa Ginoo. Why did God love us with an everlasting love? Tungod na sa gugma pun sa Ginoo kanato. We cannot fathom that everlasting love. Di masabtan kung isa. Muna ang mukanta lang ta sa atong mga kanta na to about love. Makakanta ta atong hymn writer nga nagsulat, my Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee, all the fullness of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. Whenever I love thee, my Jesus, it's now. Karon gyud, dili ugma, karon gyud, unya magpabiling yun na siya. The love of God is undeserving. Number two, the love of God is desperately needed. Desperately needed. Why? Because if we don't have that love of God, we will surely die eternally. Munang ingon dito sa Lamentations, paghilak ni Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 22, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. Just imagine if this world walay gugma sa Ginoo nga gaabot sa matag usa. Unsa ka kung wala nay gugma ang Ginoo kanato? Ingon ni Jeremiah, we will be consumed. Lamuyon ta sa kamatayon. But because of His love, buhi niya punta makaalagad diha sa Ginoo. If we don't have our Heavenly Father to talk to commune to, to have our prayer from time to time, to give us love every day, and it's new every morning, kung wala na siya, ambot lang unsay mahitabo sa atong kinabuhi. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying to us, and even the Apostle Paul is saying to us, we are fashioned to be conformed to the image of His Son. He designed us that we'll be restless until we find rest in His love. Diha ta sa iyang gugma, kay diha ta makapahuay sa iyang gugma. Lastly, unsa man ang response sa Ginoo. God said, Hosea chapter 2 verse 19, ingon niya, I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. These are pockets of God's love nga atong makita dini. Rays of hope nga na atong makita dini. Ah, gipamalay ang diayta sa Ginoo. Unya sa practice sa mga Hudiyo, basta mamalay na wa nay mura na po na siya pilod to marriage. Di ka kagbulag, di ha kay nakapamalay ka na, na ihaw ng baka. Di na pwede magbulag. Munang katun si Joseph Mary, nabitroth naman to sila. Wa na to'y bulagay, pero nagunaw na naun sa mani, namuntis mani, nga wa man ko magtandog. Why? Tandoganay pa na. Pero nga nung nabunti niya, abyaan siya po. Amo na to. Di yun siya kawa ato. Di siya kawa. But you know, Hosea, kung imong tan-aon, Hosea 5:14, for I will be like lion to Ephraim, like great lion to Judah. I will tear them to pieces and go away. I will carry them off with no one to rescue them. Then the next verse, I like that. Then I will go back to my place until they admit their guilt and they will seek my face. In their misery, they will earnestly seek me. In their misery, they will earnestly seek me. That's the scenario. A lion tears them apart. They are dismembered. They suffered a lot. They were oppressed. They were depressed. And on their misery, there and then, they will seek God's face. Kung miserable ng kinabuhi, mangita na sila sa Ginoo. Murag sounds family. Sounds familiar. Daghan ko nakita ani nga kinabuhi, di lamang mga katawan sa Ginoo, bisan pa mga alagad sa Ginoong sama nako. Kung hayahay na gani, muragway Ginoo. Kung miserable na gani, diha pa mo come home, murag prodigal son and daughters. What are the lessons of life? Kining nag-agi sa atua, earthquakes, COVID-19, typhoon Odette, and all of that. Pag-agi sa Yolanda, pag-agi sa Sindong, pag-agi sa Pablo, din sa Mindanao. Nangadto mi sa Iligan afterward, katong Sindong. Kauban sa Osaka, Australiano, magpatuko dito mga balay sa ato mga Muslim brothers, and we're talking with them. Ang among pangutana sa pag-abot sa baha o niya na anod ang uban kaninyo dinihi, wa na niyo makita unsa may inyong itawag. Ingon la, wa na ilain Ginoo. O niya, wa na ilain Mama. So Ginoo og Mama, but nga nung walay Papa. Anak mag yun, no? Pitik na to sa Mama yun mutawag. We are helpless, that's what we are, and God waits for us to call upon the name of the Lord as a nation and as a people and as a church and as a family, as an individual. Why all this? Kay human nature, it seems that we cannot return to God if we are not broken to pieces. It seems that we cannot relate and return to God if we are not weak. And then we will seek God's face. And in our misery, chapter 5, verse 15, we will seek God's face. And listen to 8 10, although they have sold themselves among the nation, gibaligya nila ilang kugayon, I will now gather them together. And there was always a bright future, bisan pa sa nagkabulaag, nahawa, nagpalayo, niaagyo na siya homecoming, gathering, reunion, that's what we are. Ang importante, we'll just be in tune with His heart, we'll be in tune with His time, and we'll be in tune with His song of love, we'll be in tune with Him. Because the lesson is clear to us, let us synchronize our lives with the love of God. I-synchronize kina siya. Have you heard the story of a man in city? Magtabaho siya matag adlaw. Along the way, he stops at the clock maker store. Kaya naa sila yung big clock dito sa Atubang. O niya, iyang isynchronize, iyang watch dito with outside, sa outside the store. One day, kay sige-sige na ni, nakita sa tag-iya, sige-sige na ni siya. He stopped the man and asked, why? Every day, you always stop, synchronize your watch. You always stop every day, watch your work, on sa imong gibuhat, what do you do? Onya, the man said, I'm embarrassed to tell you, I'm the timekeeper on that factory and our clock doesn't function well. So I have to synchronize my watch with your clock every morning because I have to ring the bell at 4 o'clock in the afternoon sa pag-ulit na mo for work. So daily na siya. And that clockmaker laughed aloud, Onya, you did not believe this. You do not believe it. My clock doesn't work well either. I have to synchronize also my clock with your bell. Dito, every 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Maon na na. Kung na nga itong kinabuhi, isynchronize na ito sa uban ngayon, bagpod. What happens? Now, when two wrong watches correct each other, what happens? Mga ingon dito sa tagatay ng mga people, same na wrong watches. Wag yung kay dagan ana. What will happen with us if we synchronize our lives with fake idols for ourselves? If we look for others, God puts a fence for us. That's His law. Naagyo na siya, maglakaw kita, naagyo na yung fence, permi ang Ginoo. Ang iyang fence, ang iyang commands, ang iyang Biblia, ang iyang pulong. Muna magpakigsulti sa atong galaman. Muna importante kita magtuon from time to time. Maminaw sa mga atong mga discipleship leader din he. Magtuon kita from time to time. Kaya kana sila fence for us nga dili yun ka magguba ang imong kinabuhi. Di po ta mayabag ang atong kinabuhi. So when we start to do and move, we will be safe. Ang akong ingon, please don't remove that fence. Dili nato na i-remove because God's love protects us. When God revealed His commandment, everything in there is for our safety. Tananto, bisan, moralan to siyag, sugo sa atong mama nga, ayaw, 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 ayaw. Kanantian commandments, puro ayaw. Ano man na, reverse psychology na siya. Reverse psychology, kanang dili buhaton, dili buhaton, dili buhaton. Kay ino man na, buhaton ni muni, buhaton ni napod. Our lives are sacred, our bodies are sacred, our worship is so sacred, our response to Him is so sacred. And we cannot just run away from that obligation na to kaniya. Life breaks down, we start to run away from God. Why? We put ourselves, man God, in relationship to Him. Nya, kung nakarelate na ta kaniya, sama sa magtiayon, wa na yun na'y buhi anay. Di yun na pwede magbuhi. Why? Kay naa na may relationship. Napag yung covenant. Napag yung contract di ay. Gitawag na siya marriage certificate. Kay kaniya to, gitawag na siya contract. Meaning, pwede lang siya ilisan. Just think of many privileges and benefits to be His children. He will look at us and will say, Dool, Dool, look at me. Come nearer, closer. Kita ni mo na ang imong naong diha. Naaka-permis sa ako. And His love will not let us go. ugma tapos nato ni. It's about the love of Christ sa tanan nga mibiya kaniya. It's the same. During the crucifixion, during the arrest of the Lord Jesus Christ, na dito'y may pagkatikalon. Ambot kung ilonggo ni si Simon. Kaya ingon ko siya, walay mo touch ni mo over my dead body. Unya, Ginoo, dili yung ko mag-deny ni mo. Sila siguro, sila na. Pero ako, dili. Yun ay, dili. Pero, wa pagani katuktugao, katulunya, gi-deny ang Ginoo. Muna na, gibyaan ang Ginoo sa panahon na asya to. Just imagine that. Sila tanan, except, bisan sa crucifixion, usalan nito. John the Beloved, kauban sa iyang mama, o dito gihatag sa atong Ginoo ang responsibility ni Anang John ngadto kay Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ato nang tun-an og ma. Naa sa kay Kristo ang tanan. Ang pangutana nato karon is Christ enough? Christ is sufficient, nag-iyon ang pulong sa Ginoo. But we live in the world of murag dili man kompleto, murag ang tanang butang sa kalibutan, murag kulang gyud. Murag kulang. Naapatay idugang. Tanaw ka sa FB, naa ka sa Messenger. Ah, naagyo kay i-comment niya. Naagyo kay idugang. Agi ka drive-thru. Tanaw-tanaw ka on sa imong i-order. Ah, naayo daghang add-ons. Munang gitawag add-ons. So dugay ka ka-order kay tanaw-tanaw ni mo yung bulsa o ang imong ay daghang ka gustong i-order dito. Madugayan ka. Add-ons. O niya, naata sa kalibutan nga daghang kayong additives. Additives, bisan sa bisan onsang butang. Gikan sa gatas, ngadto sa gasolina, nanay additives. Kanang toothpaste na to, butangan na siya fluoride, butangan na siya carbon, o butangan na siya asin, butangan, ambot unsa nalay ibutang ana. Tanawa na atong ginakaon, dagang kayong gidugang diya, preservatives diya. And Basig will be tempted to say, Christ is not enough. That's blasphemy. Kung atong tanawon, ang kinabuhi na to, Christ, butangan pag yun natog plus. Una, tamaluwas, daghang nagdugang anak. Christ plus works equals salvation. Christ plus yun ani, dili ingon anak. Ang reality ko imong tan-aon, ang Ginoo, tama na siya sa atua. We are complete in Him. And He is more than enough. What's the equation? Ang uban naa sila equation, Jesus Christ plus equals salvation. Pero ang atong equation, mga igsuon, Jesus Kristo plus wala equals tanan. Numduman ninyo na ng equation. Pagwa ninyo din, ingon-ingon mo, Kristo plus wala equals tanan. Bahalag mga tumba mo diya. Kristo, balik-balik ko ninyo. Yeah, it will be a part of you. Kay wala mang itugang nimo para lang mahimo nimo ang tanan. Ingon gani si Apostle Pablo, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Matag muadto ta sa Ginoo pagkalami mukanta gyud. Whenever we have the Lord Jesus Christ, kana ganing maligo ko, ihaming-haming nako ng blessed assurance, lami kay na siya kantahon. Mulami imong pagsabon. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, ikaw na'y magsumpay, ana. Yeah, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all daddy long. This is my story. It will make your day bright. Kay naa ang Ginoo. Muna atong istorya sa kinabuhi. Muna ay testimony na to from time to time. Basta naa ang Ginoo, dili na kinanglag additives, wala na add-ons, kay naa kaniya ang tanan. Just read Colossians 1, 2, 3, tanan diha. Ang tanan naa sa Ginoo. He is the image of the invisible God. O niya, tanan din is kalibutan naa sa iya. Tanan siya ang nagbuhat ani. O niya, mawala lang siya usa ka segundo ingon sa among professor sa theology. Bungkag ang tanan. Because in Him, everything coheres. Ingon dito sa Colossians. Unsa pa may kulang, wala na'y kulang. Basta naa kay Ginoo. So maglakaw ka, mugwa ka, from time to time, diin ka man, di yog ka, kulang, kay naamay Ginoo mag-uban. O niya, kanang Ginoo, nahigugbag yun at tinuod sa ato. Nahigugmag yun at siya. We'll discover that tomorrow. So balik yun mo, kay atong konklusyonan, kining atong pagtuon. Shall we pray? Gracious Father, hinaot pa Ginoo katong mga pulong nimo unsay para namo. We know it will speak sa nagkalahi nga context, sa nagkalahi nga paagi, sa nagkalahi nga diin kami. And we know, Lord, naagyo na siya kahimuan sa mata ko sa. Touch your people once again. Padayon ka Ginoo sa pag-bless sa among mga pag-ampo. We are thankful, Lord, kay nakaabot na ang team dito sa Siargao. And we know, Lord, magbuhat sila buluhaton nga makalipay diha kanimo. We are thankful, Lord, kay padayon ka sa pag-uban sa imong mga katawan. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Daigo na to ang Ginoo. God bless us all.